Vocals, Nogukanya Mdambo has been in the studio with us for some days now, standing in for Mutewa Hwarepe, who the devil is in Atlanta as we speak. He's there, of course, as part of deepening bilateral ties between South Africa and the US. He's at the Atlanta Pambili Trade and Investment Engagement Trade Show this week. It's a four-day event. And they've got South African and U.S. government officials. They've got businesses, investors. They're all meeting, discussing a myriad of topics, including trade opportunities, skills transfers, networking, sharing. And it kicked off yesterday and is running until Thursday. Mutewa, I hate you at the moment. How is Atlanta?
I love you. I love you, Bongani.
Yeah, right.
Atlanta's good. It's 2 a.m., by the way. So, I'm a bit grumpy, but also quite good, quite energetic with this conference that's happening here in Atlanta, of course, at the home of Coca-Cola and the civil rights movement, if you will, the epicenter, the cradle of the human rights movement, hosting a South African delegation that will be coming through here to try and mend a relationship that's been going through a rocky patch, if you will, because of those geopolitical differences between South Africa and the United States. In fact, International Relations Minister Dr. Naledi Pandor has been here in Washington, to try and mend that relationship as well. She, of course, welcomed the UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for at least until the end of the Ramadan period and hopefully for the foreseeable future. And for once, at least in a recent memory, it seems the US and South Africa agree on something, the US notably abstaining from rather than vetoing the United Nations Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Now, it's very important for South Africa and the US to get along, of course, in terms of geopolitical positions, because we do have that preferential trade agreement, AGOA, and should that be jeopardized in terms of the relationship, we stand to lose economically.
I mean, you are there, of course, as part of this delegation, but you're also being hosted specifically by the U.S. Embassy. And it really, in some senses, underscores that despite the geopolitical differences you mention, South Africa remains an important partner to the U.S. and vice versa.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition is looking for a 10-year deal when it comes to AGOA, just to make sure that there is stability in terms of exports and imports between the two countries. But also quite important is making sure that there's an extension to that particular deal so South Africa doesn't over rely on it. So the Atlanta Pambili Trade and Investment Engagement will seek to invite those business people from South Africa, investors as well from the US, to kind of have a knowledge sharing, business meeting between the two over the next week to try and make sure that in terms of ICT, other sectors like manufacturing, agriculture and energy, South Africa does find the opportunities here in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, of course, the U.S. has earmarked it to be the next builder of batteries. We do know there's a big push for electric vehicles and they getting the big contract. So it would be a good time for South Africa to get in on that. There's quite a strong contingent that came from South Africa, likes of Standard Bank. Standard Bank Group CEO Sim Shabalala is here as well. Mpho Mokwele, the Development Bank of Southern Africa Group Executive, also here amongst those that are going to be a part of those discussions. Of course, it's a delegation that's trying to make sure it's going to mend those bilateral, relationships. So Cecil Masoka, the Director for Bilateral Cooperation at the Department of Science and Innovation, also in attendance. There's going to be investor roundtables. There's going to be exhibitions from businesses from South Africa and the US. And it's hoped that the two can come together in terms of getting the funding firstly to do the business, but also expanding into other sectors outside of the AGOA agreement.
Well, I'm hoping you'll also be able to get some downtime. I highly recommend you go to the Martin Luther King Memorial. If you do get some downtime, send us a travel diary. We'll certainly be liking all the pictures on Instagram and the like. Have a bit of fun. Enjoy it. And I look forward to catching up with you. And we appreciate you, of course, staying up until, 2 o'clock in the morning just to chat to lonely old me here in Johannesburg.
Yeah, so I'm due a nap.
I still hate you, Mutewa Hwarepe, in Atlanta. this morning.